Good evening. I'm Hannah Kay, and you're listening to Playful Relationships Every Day with Hannah Kay. Today, we will be speaking about how to spring forward your relationship for spring 2015. Now that spring is here, the sun is out, the flowers are blossoming, the birds are out, and it's beautiful outside. In New York today, it's gorgeous, and I'm sure all over the world. Once spring hits, everybody starts cleaning. Everyone starts looking around and seeing what it is in life that they are thankful for, what they appreciate. And spring is one of those times that we just want to do something to make yourself better, ourselves better. So what we're going to talk about today is everything we can do once it hits spring to help your relationship. Whether you're single or whether you're already in a relationship, stay tuned and take these tips because guess what? They will help you become a better person and formulate a better relationship for yourself and for your partner. Okay, the first thing you really want to do when it comes to spring is clean. Cleaning is a very therapeutic way to move forward in any relationship, but most importantly for yourself. Spring is a time when we can all take some time and clean ourselves emotionally, psychologically, mentally, and physically. So I think it's important that everyone, if you have a room, if you've been procrastinating to clean up your closet, to take out your clothes, to do your laundry, to make your bed, to clean your house, whatever it is, the most important thing is you want to start off spring on a blank, clean slate. So I know that once I clean my room and I clean my closet and I just do a rough clean, I feel so much better. It helps you psychologically. You look around your room and you see organization and it just makes you feel amazing. It makes me feel amazing. It's amazing. So start off on a clean state with spring and you'll see. You really want to start off with the right mindset when it comes to spring. So first and foremost, physically clean and get yourself on the floor and start cleaning your room and cleaning your house. Then the next thing you really want to do is a question. Ask yourself a question and these are the questions I want you to ask. Are you happy? Is he happy? Now, when it hits the spring, you may be in a relationship or you even may be alone. And some people enjoy being alone. So that's okay, but now that it's spring and April is here and the birds are out and the flowers are blooming and everything looks amazing, that you really need to ask yourself, are you happy, period? Are you, are you happy with this man that you are seeing? If you're in a relationship, how do you find out? It leads to the next point, taking a break. Spring break, as I say, it's called spring break because everybody needs a break. You know, it's a long year and you need a break. There was Christmas break and then there's spring break. Spring break, in my eyes, is a little clearer because you see things differently in spring than you do in the winter. Maybe the winter things are a little more, you know, cold and dark and you know, you want to be with someone more. But when it comes to spring and you take a break, you really need to realize, and you can realize, whether you want to be with this person or not. Things are brighter, things are blossoming, and you need to ask yourself, can I be with this person? Am I happy with this person? And is it worth it to me? Are you happy? That is the number one question you should ask yourself, always and forever. Are you a happy person? So take that break, wherever it is, and your partner should be able to accept that. If you need a break, take it. And during your break, what you should be doing is thinking about yourself. Think about things that you want. Think about whether he makes you happy. And if a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks pass by, and you have yet to see him, and you think about him every single night, and you can't get him off your mind after 4 weeks consistently, I would advise that you talk to the person and get a full confirmation that it is officially over. And that's why it's important to take a break. Now, sometimes people believe that taking a break can be a bad thing. And sometimes people think that taking a break could be a great thing. But what sometimes people don't realize is that everybody is different and every relationship is different and everyone is different for a reason. So no two people are equal. And therefore, if you take a break, that's okay. Because you do need to analyze and assess your relationship and how you feel for this person without the person with you. Can you live without this person? Like, emotionally. Emotionally, it's all about how you feel. And if he's in your face 24/7, you may not really have an opportunity to tell yourself if you have this emotional attachment to this person. That is why separation does make the heart grow fonder. You know, sometimes taking that break helps your relationship. Because in the end, it's either officially broken and you will never see each other ever again after this break, or you come back and this relationship is stronger than ever. And that's the truth. If you do end up back together, your relationship will only get stronger from there. You have taken the time out to think. You have taken a break. You've been questioning whether you are happy, and you've decided and you've missed him and you've thought about him and you realize that this is the person I want to be with. Now, if that person doesn't agree, you accept it and you move forward and you are a stronger person because of it. It shouldn't make you sad. It should just make you happy. And that's how you will spring forward in spring. You're not going to spring backward. You spring forward because you leave the past in the past. And that is the truth. When it comes to spring, it's all fresh, it's all new, it's a fresh new start. And I think it's imperative that every relationship at one point or another has a break so you can analyze how you feel, what you feel, and if you feel feelings that are true or false, that are real or fake, that are authentic. That's what you really want to do. Now, the next thing you really want to do to spring forward your relationship is talk to your partner about what you were thinking about when you took a break, and maybe communicate with him or how you feel. And, you know, this may shock the person. You may have changed entirely in a month, in 2 months. And the truth is, sometimes certain life events happen and they make you a better person. And everybody that comes into somebody's life for a reason. I really do believe that. And I think it's very important that we all take into consideration that people change. Everybody comes into this world to change somebody else's life. Every day you walk down the street and you bump into somebody and they tell you something like, you look beautiful. Well, guess what? That person made my day a little better. And guess what? I'm happy about that. So the point is, you want to make sure that this person was brought into your life for a reason. Do you love this person? Yes or no. Do you think about them? Yes or no. Does he make you happy? Yes or no. Ask these questions. How do you know if he makes you happy? If you're sad. Are you sad when he's gone? Yes or no. Are you crying at night when he's not there? Yes or no. Do you think about him every night when he's not there? Yes or no. Ask yourself these questions. Because if you are, and you're consistently writing to him, and you're consistently thinking about him, and you're consistently wondering what he's doing, and doing things that you would normally do with him, you obviously know that he was an amazing person. And that comes to a great point when it comes to springing forward. Admitting that you are somebody that you can change, that you are someone that can change. And that's another way we can spring forward our relationship, by changing. Not necessarily the person you're with, but it's sometimes you that needs to change. And sometimes taking that time to yourself and analyze a little bit of what it is about your relationship that you love, what you hate, what you did, what you didn't do, what you could have done, what you should have done. All of that shoulda, woulda, coulda was thought about during spring break. And now that it's over, it's time to act. It's time to prove to your partner that you are a different person, that you will be different, that you are going to be X, Y, and Z, because you know what? He was right and you were wrong, or you were right and he was wrong. And, you know, both two people can make mistakes, and they both, as long as they realize their mistakes during this time and they become bigger and better people, then you both can move forward together and become stronger people. But you both have to respect the idea of the break and understand what you learned from your break and share with each other the break and what you did and what you learned and how it affected you and how in the end he may have been right about what he thought and how you may have not realized what it was that was making you not the strongest person. And in the end, that's really what you want. You want to be able to change for the positive, not for the negative. And so the break is essential. Spring break is just going to make you a stronger person. Did you think about him? Did you want to be with him? Do you find yourself happier or sadder? Pick. Because if you don't think of him at all, if you're not happy, right? If you are sad while he's gone, that means he makes you happy. Bottom line. So if he does make you happy and you've realized that and you've communicated that, you need to let him know that. Now, what happens when you go back to him and you voice to him that, you know, you're still thinking about him even after all this break? Okay, you haven't spoken to him in 2 months and you don't know how to tell him and you're not sure what to do, but you can't stop thinking about him. Well, you know what? In order for you to spring forward, you're just going to have to be courageous and just be honest and just say, listen, I'm thinking about you and I know what I did wrong and I had some time to think and I'm changing and I've changed and I would like to see if we can have another chance at our relationship. And if he says no, then he's not worth your freaking time. If he says yes, then you two are both headed in a great direction. And if he says no, yes, you may be hurt, you may be insulted, you may be angry, but guess what? In the end, you will be happier because you know that this is not the man that wants to be with you. So it's a win-win. You win because either you get back together and your relationship becomes stronger, or you win because, you know, he let you know he doesn't want to be with you and you become stronger and you find an even better person to be with. Don't harp on things and just move forward. And that is the ultimate point I want to make here. Just moving forward. When it comes to spring, you want to be springing forward, not backward. So keep yourself in a positive place. Do the right thing. And how do you do that? By focusing on what you want, how you want to make yourself better, and how you think you can. So take that break. Think about you. Think about what you want. Then think about if you're happy. Question yourself. Question, are you happy? Are you sad? Does he, you know, put a smile on your face? Do you miss him? Do you think about him at night? Ask yourself this. Have you taken some time, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, to think about this man? Because that spring break could last a week, it could last a month, and it could last 2 months. But you definitely don't think that it's an unhealthy thing to do to take a break, because you know what? If anything, it just gives you a clearer mind. And in the end, a clear mind is a clear soul and a clear relationship. And that's what it's all about. cleaning up your relationship. Clear it up. Just get down to the nitty-gritty. Do you want to be with this person or do you not? If you finish that break and you decide you do not want to be with this person, then that's okay. But let your partner know, because then you can both spring forward. And that is what spring is all about. Cleaning, starting anew, and starting fresh. Anyways, if you decide to spring forward alone because he doesn't want to be with you anymore and he's just decided it's not worth it, then guess what? It's okay. Now you're just a stronger, smarter, wiser, and much happier person. And he is the one that missed out. But don't ever find fault in anyone else except for yourself. One thing you will regret is if you don't clarify the closure. Get the closure you want and spring forward. And so let him be happy, because you know what? That's all that matters as well. You want him to be happy. If he rejects you, goodbye. Good. Let him be happy. Who cares? You will find somebody else. He will find someone else. And all you need to do is focus on your happiness. And that's it. But if he said no, then it's no. And that's not someone you want to be with. So I'm going to sign out now. This was Playful Relationships Every Day with Hannah K. Thank you again and have a great night.